When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop talk. And that includes this Thursday, even though we are physically in Japan right now.
Yes, we are.
So if you're listening to this, this is one of our pre-recorded episodes that we promised. And the topic that we will be covering, because obviously we cannot talk about and catch up with current events, is going to actually be related to K-pop ticketing and K-pop concerts.
Yes.
We actually kind of have some stuff to talk about, especially with in light of the most recent, experiences.
The
recent Twice tickets. So as always, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms, wherever podcasts can be heard, wherever you're tuning into right now. So thank you for tuning in and, you know, give us a follow, notification bell, like, rating, all that good stuff. And if you want to catch some of our social media stuff, Haley will tell you.
We'll be on Permission to Stand podcast on Instagram and TikTok. I totally blanked for a second.
She's still loading. She's
buffering.
She's still booting up. We are, like I said, we're in Japan right now. Hopefully we're having an amazing time, which I'm pretty sure we will be.
Oh, yes.
The only thing that won't be amazing is our wallets and our credit cards, because holy crap, we will be buying a lot of stuff there. I mean, even Haley had found some really cool K-pop shops in Japan.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm worried.
Worried? Wait, why are you worried?
Because when I saw the clip of it, there was a lot of Stray Kids merch.
Oh, you're worried that they won't be there?
No,
is what you're saying?
No, I'm worried that I'm going to buy the whole store.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see your worry. Yes. And it looks cool. I mean, Stray Kids is huge in Japan, first of all.
Yes. So is Twice.
And Twice, yeah. I mean, Twice even has, that's where, like, they have, like, their official membership that they actually use and everything and utilize. And they get all this cool stuff. Like, you know how, like, here in America, the most recent thing I got was the Fear Not one for Le Sserafim.
Right.
They do, like, a special one, like, for Twice. There's no, like, once membership here in the U.S.,
but that blows my mind.
It does, right? That's considering how, like, I mean, they're
so old.
Since we're going to be talking about it right now, because they sold out SoFi, first of all.
Quote unquote.
I mean, that blows my mind, where there's no official once membership here. And then, yeah, we have to rely on stupid verified ticket sales.
Ticketmaster, verified fans.
Literally, they are the master of our tickets. Mm-hmm. They have a full monopoly on these tickets, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Even our good friend Drake, Drizzy, like,
oh,
Drake,
yeah, that
himself
was interesting.
Yeah, like, it's funny because we were actually complaining about it. Yeah, he is suing Ticketmaster.
Yeah, he has a lawsuit against them
currently. And the reason why is something related to what we have complained about plenty of times. And it'll be kind of our first topic that we wanted to talk about. It's the official platinum tickets.
That's such bullshit.
So first of all, yeah, it's bullshit. Second of all, they never existed before.
No,
they never, official platinum never really existed till BTS happened. Their first, like, big tour after the pandemic.
After the pandemic, yeah. Yeah, because I remember when we were buying tickets for the BTS tour, and I was like, wow, what is this official platinum? And I had no idea what it was. So I was like, does it include something better? Are you getting like more perks? Is it like special seating? Like, is it closer seating?
Right, because like some they're mixed in the same area where like usual, like the regular VIP area is,
yeah.
Like the VIP ticketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the VIP ticketing is basically like the retail, actual retail value from... like I guess you could say, is it the company or like whichever, whoever you're watching?
It's usually Live Nation. Does that count?
I mean, they okay.
That
Live
controls
okay.
It.
Live Nation is in charge of like I think collaborating and like you know like
bringing the groups here.
No.
Oh,
I think
never mind.
Live Nation, I believe, is just like another company that is in charge of kind of setting up everything here in the like you know the US like the whole VIP experience.
Oh, okay.
Like the experience itself,
mm-hmm.
like whatever that entails, whatever that includes depends on the groups
mm-hmm.
that you are going to see. But the official platinum tickets, like I said, it never existed before. Like we have like I guess you know Haley bought G-Dragon tickets for us.
Right, and
you've
bought
Map of the Soul,
yeah.
which never happened. The mm-hmm. Map of the Soul BTS thing that got canceled because of
COVID. There was no official
There was
platinum.
No such thing. So official platinum was something that was birthed from like the, I think just whoever is like a psychopath enough who works for like Ticketmaster, like they have like the full on horns on their heads, like these devilish people, right? Because like, it's a resale
uh-huh.
for Ticketmaster.
Yes.
So it's like a retail resale.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of newer people who are just like kind of slowly getting into like K-pop are buying tickets
mm-hmm.
and 100% some people are purchasing these official platinums because they
yeah.
disappear.
Yes.
And I just want you to know it doesn't come with like the VIP perks, even though you should be entitled to it because it's in the same VIP areas usually. Sometimes official platinums are also, they could range anywhere.
No, it's everywhere. It's even like, nosebleeds.
Even up to nosebleeds.
Yeah.
But all you have to know is the official platinums are marked up prices. Sold by Ticketmaster themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're usually like 3 to even like 5 times the price of the retail value of whatever normal seats that you see the official platinum in.
Yeah, and I think they're basing it off like what is that word?
I don't know, off market value.
Yeah, exactly. So like the more that the group is wanted, they upsell it like way, way higher than... So they're like basically... freaking robbing us of like, for example, I've seen one for, I think it was Twice, the Nosebleeds are what, usually $79 face value?
Yeah, something like
there's
that.
There's $300.
And they're official platinums. And you see them in blue because when you buy from Ticketmaster, it's resale, right?
Mm-hmm.
So resale is, oh, you know what? I'm going to, if you're still tuning in right now, before, like, because if you think we're just going to be talking about just Ticketmaster, no, I should have said this also in the beginning. We should have said this, Haley.
Mm.
We will also be comparing, because we have a good friend that lives in Japan.
Yes.
And she told us how the whole ticketing process is in Japan.
Right.
For like, Twice, for example,
mm-hmm.
because she literally was getting the Twice tickets.
Yes.
So we kind of asked her about it. So it was really interesting to see the differences.
Mm-hmm.
And we will definitely cover that. And it's really interesting. And it's like... it's like pick your poison almost
right,
kind of thing.
There's like pros and cons to both
easily,
of them, honestly.
Easily there is. So, okay. So we will get to that if that's something you want to like find out and hear more about because it might pique your curiosity. Also, we will talk about concert etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff I should have said in the beginning, but
no,
that's right. If you're still here, it's okay. We're going to get to all this interesting stuff. So back to, we'll rewind back. Official Platinum
mm-hmm.
is, yeah, like I said, it's a crazy because Drake is suing Ticketmaster because mm-hmm. of official platinum.
Yes.
The reason why is, like I said, Ticketmaster, I think, buys out those tickets themselves.
They do.
They hog it basically for mm-hmm. themselves to resell at a higher value.
Yeah.
So technically, it's like I said, it's a retail resale because you're not buying from resellers, like third-party people or
like
scalpers
yeah.
in general. Well, I guess Ticketmaster is the ultimate scalper,
they
right?
They are.
It sucks because like Ticketmaster has a monopoly. Like they are the ones in charge, aside from AXS. But AXS doesn't have
really
have any hold on a lot mm-hmm. of like ticket venues. For some reason, Ticketmaster has like a monopoly on all the venues.
Yeah,
basically like here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're buying tickets for like anything, we're talking about basketball games, hockey games, obviously all these concerts, whether or not it's K-pop or not.
Yeah, Western concerts.
You will be getting it from Ticketmaster, more than likely, like 95% of the time.
Yeah.
The tickets are supposed to be only, you can only get it from Ticketmaster. So they literally hold all the tickets. It's like, like I said, this monopoly, I think, is the problem because we all have no choice. Like, if you want to see a group that you really love, and you can only get it from them.
Honestly, like the way that Ticketmaster is set up, though, I like the way that you're able to buy tickets. I don't like AXS, like the actual
AXS. Yeah.
Oh, AXS. Like the way that it's set up, like it's very easy to navigate through Ticketmaster. The only problem is that the freaking official platinum, the bots, the scalpers, like they allow all of that. Like that should all be illegal. Honestly.
Honestly. Like, since Ticketmaster, like, they're going to make money anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're being greedy enough to even make these official platinums.
Yeah.
Which Drake is suing over. Because, yeah, like, a lot of Drake fans, I think, told him. And, like, you know, Drake's, like, legal team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think they all talk to each other and everything. And, yeah, that's why there's a lawsuit against official platinum. Because they're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, because it's not up to the artist. They have no control over that. It's it's Ticketmaster itself.
It's cool that, a big, huge-name artist like Drake himself is, like, kind of, like, doing something or, like, putting this in the limelight. Because I don't think a lot of people really, like, it doesn't get out to the public or the media, like, how bad this is, like, this whole situation. Like, if Ticketmaster was just, what they should be doing is just, like, listing all the tickets for the venues without, you know, doing official platinum, without buying out the tickets and reselling it for themselves, then it would just be normal. I mean, like, it'd be, like, us against at least just the bots and all the regular tickets that are available will just be available at that moment.
The thing is, like, I feel like they should ban bots. I feel like they were
That's
very,
That's the problem.
Like,
you can't.
I know, like, but I feel like that was illegal back in the day. Like, people were so scared to use those things because then your account would get banned. Or, like, the site could track that it was a bot. And it's not like that anymore.
That's the problem, though, that you can't track it anymore. Because, like, these bots that you're talking about were, like, the bots from 10 years ago.
I know.
The bots of these times are, like, it's, like, just think of AI.
Right.
Like, it's like they won't be able to track or tell that they're not human.
It's stupid.
Literally, like, for, like, when you do this stuff, it's like you click, I'm not a robot. And then, like, I'm pretty sure these robots know that if they click this, even though they are a robot, they'll get in.
Right.
And it's like all these other things, you know, like the alpha, like, you know, when they put in, like, those weird letters, like, there's so much, like, technology is way
advanced.
Is way further ahead than where Ticketmaster and all this stuff is it currently.
Like, plus, Ticketmaster doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
If they really wanted to do something about it, they would have already.
They wouldn't be selling official platinum also, like, to be honest, if they fucking cared. That's the thing. So if you have friends and everything, like, let them know, like, because sometimes they might not be aware of, like, they'll think, like, oh, man, we got in 2 hours later, and oh, my God, there's still blue, like, seats available.
And then they buy it.
And they buy it. Like, and they spend,
some,
like,
people panic buy too, and then, like, they don't even look at it, and then they're like, oh, official platinum. And then you see the cost of the ticket. It's like $800 for, like, a freaking $100 ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and then you can't, the other thing is, like, you can't sell it for that price either. Right? Doesn't, like, Ticketmaster, like, put a block on it?
It's weird because Ticketmaster sometimes puts a block, like, so you can't even, like, it's hard to even make your money back.
So, like, they only allow you to sell it for the actual face value, which is $100, when you bought it for $800 from Ticketmaster.
So, and then the thing is, too, like, the most recent thing that we've had to deal with was the Twice tickets, right? And also, like, we kind of went past it. It started happening at BTS. So, like, BTS, honestly, unfortunately, probably was...
It was.
Was the fuel that triggered Ticketmaster's greed.
And all the scalpers.
And the scalpers. They're like, oh my God, what the hell?
We can make bank.
People made bank. Like, let's be real. A lot of scalpers made a ton of money from
BTS.
Yeah,
people buying $10,000 tickets.
Like Barricade. For real. People are actually, it sells. Yeah. It's insane. That just shows how rich, you know, like, we live in a world of capitalism here in the U.S. So, there's a lot of people that can afford all this. It's like pocket change to them. Or, like, and they just buy it for their kids or whatever. It doesn't matter. With the Twice tickets, which is what happened more recently, there's only verified fan resale. So, like, sometimes a lot of K-pop events, they have verified fan or verified fan, right?
Yeah.
And you basically sign up through your Ticketmaster account to hopefully get chosen in this random lottery pool of people.
It's so annoying because they always, like, this is helping the fans, the real fans, to be able to buy tickets.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
It's marketed as?
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit. It helps everyone. It's like the same shit as general sale. Because all these scalpers will just sign up for the same shit.
Exactly. So I don't understand that. But yeah, that's what they market it as, like, to have real fans get to the tickets first.
To make you feel better, we're going to say this fake, false bullshit, and you'll think that you're actually getting a higher chance when you're actually not.
No.
Actually, a lot of us, and in terms of, when I say a lot of us, with our friend group, and like we actually are friends with, shout out to our friend Han,
mm-hmm.
that we became really good friends with. We were sitting next to him at the Twice concert, the encore last year in 2022.
Yeah.
Where we mm-hmm. got baptized. We got baptized by the Church of Nyon mm-hmm. all together. This is when it happened. And he is like part of the group, and like he's connected with all these huge social media accounts and like stuff with like that covers Twice, like the Twice bubble accounts.
Yeah.
Like all these ones that like any onces like are following on Twitter for updates and everything. Most likely it's connected with like our friend and like their group, because they're the big ones.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because none of them at all, like all these people who are huge onces from like the back in the day, from the beginning possibly, and they did not even get the verified
code.
You know who got it? A lot of new accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like our new friend, like our friend's boyfriends and stuff like that.
Yeah, that
like,
they just asked them to sign up to help. Like,
yeah,
have
so they just make
account.
A Ticketmaster account at like the week before, the day of, and they sign up for verified fan. Those are the people that got it. Also, these OG people I talked about, they made alt accounts, like alternate accounts, just in case. And those new alt accounts, they're the ones that actually got the verified thing. So it's wild.
It
like,
just
what
makes
is
you
going
think
on?
That, like, was this rigged? Because they're like, if scalpers want to make this verified account, like, the day of, they can, or like, not the day of, like, a week before, then they'll still be chosen. And I feel like Ticketmaster was favoriting that over, like, the OG accounts, because they're like, if these people buy it and resell it for, like, a high price, and fans will still buy it, because Ticketmaster gets a huge chunk of those fees.
So you want to put it in perspective, these scalpers and resellers will buy the tickets, right, at retail. And when they get at retail, Ticketmaster mm-hmm. already makes money off that.
Yep.
But there's more, because they're going to relist it to resell it and make more money. They make money for themselves, these scalpers, obviously.
Yeah.
But when they sell these tickets at the up to like the scalper prices,
yeah.
Ticketmaster also takes additional fees from that.
Like, what the fuck
percentage.
Is a processing fee for what? Like a freaking digital ticket?
So
that doesn't make any sense.
They make more money, even more money from the tickets that they already sold.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a conspiracy between me and Haley that we've always talked about and thought about.
I think it's true.
We have a feeling it's true.
Because, like, otherwise they have the power to stop
it. But that's
it.
What a conspiracy is, Haley.
I know.
I wish we had scientific proof, mm-mm. but at the same time, to us, it makes sense when you connect the dots, right? And then Ticketmaster has all these official platinums, like everywhere still. Like, for Twice?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read you this damn quote from an article,
mm-hmm.
because people have probably seen this. There was news about Twice. Twice, quote unquote, Twice makes history
mm-hmm.
as the first Asian female act to sell out SoFi. And also another one that says first girl group ever to sell out SoFi. Quote unquote. Like,
it's not sold out.
It's not. To the company, like when they're like, you know, like the company themselves, they receive it. They're like, oh yeah, it's sold out. But no, it's not sold out, because there's all these official platinums.
Yeah.
From no resells are even available mm-mm. at the time of us talking, because like I said, we pre-recorded this. By the time you guys hear this, there's gonna be pink, because pink seats on Ticketmaster are the resellers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's no resellers yet, because it's all official platinum. It's like if Ticketmaster wants to sell, like they don't want competition to sell their up prices already, right?
Yeah, so they're waiting.
So they're waiting still, like they have all their official platinums. So there's a lot of blues, which are like. Those are supposed to be the retail seats, or they're gold. Gold seats are the ones with the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky enough to even see those and grab those during the initial mm-hmm. like sale, you'll see it. I mean, I'm saying this in case you've never seen it, because it's like you get in like
2,000 plus.
You get the, oh my god, the 2,000 plus, like that's the That's the thing. That's
once
when
you see that, when
you give
get
up
in,
hope already.
Like, done. But your it's hope not. Is gone. Not always.
There's tips and tricks to kind of like.
Yeah. Because that happened with Stray Kids and we still got VIP.
Yeah. You have to like reset it and like it's all these like. There's like ways to like kind of refresh it. And because there's a chance that people will drop tickets or bots will drop tickets. Because remember, like when someone doesn't buy the ticket, there's like when you pick it up, you have like what?
Eight minutes.
Is it eight minutes, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like 8 to 15 or even maybe less
now. No, it's less.
Till it gets dropped. You just get booted out and those tickets get dropped. So you could get lucky. So that's why also don't give up hope when you don't see anything when you get in. Mm-hmm. Just wait. And sometimes like if you refresh it or like not the page. Don't refresh
the page.
Not
the page, just the map.
Refresh the map or like the number, like the prices or like the type of seats. You might see something and you just click it really quick. Mm-hmm. You don't even think. Because you can think after you get it.
Yeah, because then you have like... I think 8 minutes or maybe 10 minutes
to 8 minutes to figure out how the hell you're going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. And that's Ticketmaster. Honestly, it's wild. It sucks that it is the way it is. I hope by the time, like whenever this episode airs that you and I have tickets, cause we don't have tickets. We didn't get lucky for twice.
No, and because
there's no resales yet.
We're super picky though.
It's all official platinum and they're all in the areas we don't want. Mm-hmm. And we're like, they're like further out. Already.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, I am considering not even going SoFi.
Yeah.
I am considering going to Oakland.
Because it's a smaller venue.
The venue is like more...
It's like the far...
Is more... it sucks because like we're saying it's smaller. Even though it's technically a little bit... It's still big-ish.
Yeah.
But at the same time... Yeah, it's more... I was going to say, it's not private. It feels more intimate.
Intimate,
because you could see that like they're actually closer.
Right.
Like,
SoFi is like their aunts.
Like, if you're like in the 300s and 200s, like, yeah, it's pretty far. Unless you have like those new Samsung phones.
Oh, but still. It's still hard.
It's, that's what she said. but I think going to Oakland, I think the other ones are like Houston. I think Toronto is really small.
Yeah, they're small. Chicago is small too.
Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago is small.
I think these are the ones that they opened up a second day, basically.
Yeah.
They're a smaller venue compared to like because SoFi is what
77K.
And then like even like New York, where I think they end, is huge too. It's
it's a big venue.
It's a huge ass venue. And that's why these ones are like I think 18K and stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Like if you went to Stray Kids and you saw like the Honda Center,
which
is what we loved, that was amazing. Or like we went to Seattle,
that
we saw them.
So
that one was
nice
cool
too.
What was that? The Climate
Pledge
Arena. I guess this is kind of close to the Forum. Even the Forum, I think, might be a little bit bigger, even though the Forum is older.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit bigger, because if you think of how wide the floor section was, hitting the hundreds area.
Yeah, Oakland is smaller.
It's and that's where the. That's where the Warriors play too. Yeah. Like the Golden State Warriors. That's my goal. I'm gonna try to get resales over there. So hopefully, if you're gonna go Oakland, I might see you there because I'm gonna get us tickets. And like I said, this is a girl group. If you haven't heard before, if you started only listening to us recently, Haley is in charge of the boy groups. I'm in charge of the girl groups.
Yeah.
So she covers like all the Stray Kids concert that we're going to. Which hasn't happened yet as of this podcast, but after this, I'm pretty sure it's happened, and hopefully you had amazing experience.
Hopefully Changbin freaking notices my
hopefully Changbin flexes at me, because I'm flexing at him back, while we're all dressed in Pochita ponchos and like...
Pochita.
Okay, yeah. Chainsaw Man. Ponchos and stuff. I don't even know what the hell I was saying.
You were talking about hopefully we have tickets Oakland.
For Oakland. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping for. Because, like I said, resale isn't out yet. You could buy from resale sites, which is, like, the only way you could get resales now.
I know,
but
sometimes it's so... I don't know.
It's scary because you don't know what seat numbers it is. You could get, like, a nice row, but, like, be at the end of the seat, and it's, like, far as hell.
Some of the sellers are really nice, and they put the seat numbers, but that's very rare.
Yeah, so that's the reason why people wait for resales for Ticketmaster, because you could choose and select the seats.
Mm-hmm.
Along obviously with the prices,
which it just sucks that we have to come to this. Like, why should there even be all these fucking resell? Like, we have to buy it from scalpers. It sucks.
Well, you know what? This wouldn't be a problem if you lived in Japan.
That's true.
Because here we will talk about the Japan ticketing, how it works. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. It's not like how it is here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
like the U.S. is literally just, it's just full on capitalism. Like,
yeah.
Like profits.
If you're
and
rich,
if you're,
you can afford it.
You can watch it. And mm-hmm. then like people just trying to resell tickets to make money basically mm-hmm. too, right?
Right.
Because all these, like I said, the OG accounts didn't get it because they Ticketmaster knows if these, if the real people that want to see them get the tickets, it won't be resold because yeah. we're keeping the damn tickets.
Exactly.
So in Japan, shout out to our friend Tammy, who mm-hmm. lives in Osaka, who we will be possibly even hanging out with at this very moment if this podcast yeah. is out or like talking mm-hmm. to her, hanging out. So shout out to Tammy. She said, you want to talk, because she messaged you, like you
talked
to her.
Yeah, because I was asking her, because she was saying that she was going to try for the Twice tickets for when they come to Japan.
Right.
And then I was asking her, like, oh, like, how does the ticketing work over there? Because I've always been curious. Like, I've seen videos of it, like, on YouTube and stuff, but it's nice to hear it straight up from, like, a person that I know.
For someone, yeah. Someone, yeah. like, that could tell us everything if we have questions.
And because I was telling her, I was like, it sucks because we have so many scalpers and resellers here. And she's like, they don't exist in Japan. I was like, what?
Rewind. Can you say that again slowly?
She's like, scalpers and resellers do not exist in Japan.
They don't exist.
How crazy is that?
Do you want? You might be wondering, how is there no scalpers and resellers in Japan? Well, yeah. Tammy will tell you right now.
Yeah. So she told me, she's like, it's priority for fan club members.
So
you have to be part of the fan club to even sign up to get tickets for Twice. So
you have to be a once member.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the fan club is really important, especially in Japan.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, does that also, I'm sure it's the same for Stray Kids, like stay membership.
Yes, exactly. So she said that there is a general sales, but priority always goes to fan club members. So like if there's anything left over from like, if not all of the fan club members take all the tickets, they'll open for general sales.
Which they usually do, right?
Yes, they do. But it's
like, it's very,
very
like,
minimum. Because there's so
what
many.
What's minimum?
Like general sales. Like there's very, very minimum compared. Because, you know, like they're huge in Japan. Twice is huge in Japan. Stray Kids is huge. Like there's not going to be much left over. But the thing is, like all the tickets don't even go to scalpers. It's all real fans, which is how it should be.
Well, you said you can't even get it from scalpers anyways.
No, you can't. But so she said that. The only thing that I was kind of like it kind of sucks because like it's not guaranteed. So you have to sign up for a raffle when you are a member of Twice.
Once membership. Yeah.
You sign up on a site. You put in your
membership code.
Yes,
it actually works. I mean, even in Korea, like they use it. Like
yeah,
I have
that
these
thing on the back of your card. It actually works.
The physical card I have for like Blackpink and for like if, at least Blackpink had their own thing, even though it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
But like yeah, like even my Fear Not one for the Seraphim. Like it's like you use those actual barcodes or like
yeah.
the code, the numbers on it. It's wild. It's like oh, there is a use.
Yeah,
not here in the U.S.
So you put in your code for that on the site, and then it's a raffle. So it's random. So the thing is, you are not 100% certain that you will get a ticket for the concert.
Right. So first off, the ticket's not guaranteed.
It's not.
Second, the ticket is random.
Yes.
You cannot choose. It's not like they give you like, oh, you're this person in line. You get to go first and mm-hmm. choose. You literally are given a random seat.
Yes.
It's just random.
Right. You can't choose your seats at all.
It's all assigned to you. You could get lucky as hell and be barricade. Mm-hmm. You could be unlucky and be like really far, like in the nosebleeds.
But then for those people that even get the tickets, they're probably like happy anyway because they got chosen from the raffle, you know. And then,
that's why I'm surprised there's even like leftover general sale.
Yeah.
Like what you said.
I mean, yeah, she said there's general sale still, but.
But the thing is, after that, the reason why there's no resellers, because you're thinking like, oh man.
Right.
Why don't they just, if they get like
a
barricade,
mm-hmm.
the barricade raffle tickets, why won't they sell it? Like if they get like super close, they could probably actually sell it. That's because there's a registered QR code assigned to them.
Yes.
And also if they get one for a guest, like if you get a plus one,
yeah.
I guess, that guest, they have to sign up. Apparently there's an app.
Yeah.
They have to sign up and put all their information, credentials and everything. Mm. And they'll need to also show it the day of.
Right.
And it It's all linked to your whoever has the tickets.
Yeah, so that person has to be
it
there.
It can't be these tickets cannot be reassigned.
Yeah,
it's the same, almost the same concept as the VIP. Like crazy, the what is that
ultimate one? Born experience
for Blackpink,
which was good too because you could only pick up the tickets from Will Call and you had to have a matching address, you had to show your ID. So, it like, they're very, very strict.
It was so strict, and I loved it because, like Haley said, it's like you couldn't it also even said these are non transferable,
yeah,
and that's exactly how it is in Japan.
It's
not transferable, mm-hmm. You literally just have to get lucky. And it's, you know, if you're lucky, you'll take it. Mm-hmm. If you take it, then that's when you pay for the ticket.
Right.
Right. So
with
like
whatever seat.
So like,
you're
okay,
given.
Whatever I got. Do I want it? I'll pay for it. Yes, I'll take it. I'll pay for it. Then you pay for the ticket. Then you get your code and everything, blah, blah, blah. That's how it goes. I'm guessing the people who don't like their seats, like, you know, or want to might are like are hoping to have a better chance at a better seat. Those are probably the reason why they have general sale.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you?
I'm
what
not
it is?
Too sure how that
because it's like
works.
If you don't accept the tickets, what do they recycle it and give it to another once membership user that like maybe got waitlisted first
maybe.
Priority?
I didn't get that to get that far with her with that, but okay. then because she's still actually waiting. Oh, by the time this is out already, she'll know if she got it or not.
Oh, so
but they basically
technically
have to wait like 2 weeks before they even announce if they got the tickets or not. So she hasn't been contacted yet if
I
she
see.
Got it.
But, I don't even. I'm not too sure when they're like performing in Japan.
Me
I wonder
neither.
How. I wonder how much
like how
ahead
in
advance it is.
I don't
yeah.
know.
So I mean, if you're curious to do the math yourself, find out whenever the next twice concert in Japan is like, and then minus when did Tammy text you all this?
Oh, it's like the beginning of this month.
So beginning of
March. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, if you want to calculate it that way, and she still hasn't heard anything as of this recording, which mm-hmm. we're not even in April yet. We're recording this pretty early.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. So like we said, there's pros, there's cons.
Yeah. The con for us is like not being able to choose your seat.
And honestly, after like the taste, like I said, it's the forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
The taste of Barricade and being that close.
Yeah.
That's all you want. That's all
yeah,
you
Yeah, which is obviously why we didn't get tickets for twice, because when we got in, you know, like Barricade was taken already. So it's like, I don't want freaking like, you know, far back.
And honestly, here's another thing too. If you are one of those people that get in and you choose VIP seats and there's a VIPs available, but they're like row 15 to like up 15 and 20 like in the back but on the floor,
yeah,
I'm gonna tell you right now, don't get it. It's not worth it. It's gonna be like you won't be able to really even see them.
No, you'll be blocked.
We have friends that were like row like 16 or something,
uh-huh,
that were at the twice encore concert the first day,
mm-hmm.
They're like row 16. Both of them are like
six foot
tall.
Yeah.
They're tall, they're dudes,
yeah.
And they hated those seats because, like, everyone's arms are in the air and everything. During
signs.
This blocking. Is during sound check. They're like, after sound check, they're like, this sucks. These
yeah.
seats suck because,
yeah.
like, everyone's in the way. Like, they're further back. They're in the middle.
Yeah. They have, like, direct front view, but then everything
if
is
if everyone
blocked.
Was sitting. I mean, maybe it's different. The etiquette, like, we'll get to, is different in Asia, too, because a lot of people
true.
In Asia are
they
sitting
sit.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting up. Like, every time twice is, like, or the artists
yeah.
are on stage.
Yeah.
Here in America, if you're not used to it, and I think some other countries too, it's like literally like as soon as they're on the stage, it's like everyone's up.
Yeah, you stand.
Everyone's standing. So like if you're shorter, on the shorter side, even if you're 6 foot, I guess apparently, right?
Yeah.
It's so hard to see. They hated those seats. They hated it so much that same day, like between sound check and the actual concert, they bought closer seats. They moved up. They paid like, so they bought their tickets already.
Yeah.
From like wherever they were VIP wise, then they bought another pair of tickets all the way like up front.
Yeah, they were near like the
like row
catwalk.
Two next yeah. next like row two Barricade mm-hmm. near the like the extended stage catwalk and kind of near the main stage.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So they had a great time. I saw Kevin; he was on his phone the whole time recording. but yeah, that just shows like the difference in like you know, as much as it sucks. Like the scalping and reselling sucks, but then that because of that chance to find more tickets, even the day of the concert,
yeah,
they were able to get better seats.
See, that's why it's like it's hard. Like, what would I prefer? And it's sad to say that I would probably prefer our ticketing system, because we do get a chance to freaking get barricades.
You get the seats that you want.
It right. might be like even the day of, because sometimes Ticketmaster, for some reason, they drop it. Remember? You know
what? That's what blows my mind, too. Ticketmaster, like...
They hold it for the employees.
They're holding these random tickets, and then they just drop them like retail tickets.
Yeah. Even lower than retail.
It's not even official platinum. They're just retail tickets that are dropped all of a sudden. And you're like, why are these?
You know what?
Like, who has never bought these? Like, it should... They were never there before.
No.
So, first off, you're not crazy. You're not seeing things, or you didn't miss it the first time. These are literally... They drop random tickets. That's why you need to always check. Especially when it gets closer to the date of the concert.
So, here's the thing. So, you know Rachel. So, she knows someone that works for Ticketmaster.
Oh, that's remember right. We when do have she kind of some yeah. insider info. Kind
so,
of.
Like, you know, those tickets, I remember it was for like, I think 17. And then she was able to go, but she didn't know her seats until the day of. Because her friend who works for Ticketmaster is able to get inside, like, he has like his own employee map. And that map, I think they sell it, it's lower than face value.
Right.
So, like, the ones that she got that were supposed to be maybe, like, $200, it was only $79. Because they're selling that for the employees who work for Ticketmaster.
And it's, like, specific, and it's just specific seats in
yeah,
the area, right?
Yeah, like you can pick your seat. Like, the employee can pick them. But then if you, like, think too much, like, they'll be gone. And, but it happened for Stray Kids, too, I remember. That day that we didn't even have tickets for it.
Yeah.
And I saw, like, some of them drop. And it was right by the fucking stage. Of course, those were, like, scooped up so quickly. But it was, like, $179.
Actually saw it? Wait, what? Is this for the encore, like, their encore one for Stray Kids? Or which
No,
Stray
from
Kids?
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then because people were, like, talking about
what,
it.
What day was it that you saw it? Like,
the first
how many-
day.
But how many days before? Like how?
It was the day of.
The day of the
yes.
event. Shit. Was it like
maybe like 1 hour before the show?
Oh.
Yeah, because remember that's what we were telling Casey and them, and then they were for 17, but they never dropped it. Why? Because all of those seats were bought by the employees. So like, there's people. They found people that wanted to go, so there was no seats to drop an hour before the show. That's why nothing dropped.
It just that's why you're gambling. If you're one of those people waiting, because it happens.
It does happen.
Like there's gonna be tickets that are dropped for us when we see it, since obviously we're not employees by the wicked Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see at retail, but there's gonna be retail tickets that are dropping all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Yeah, because
you're
I
like,
see,
what the hell? Like the
I
day
see
of
stories on Twitter, like people will be like, oh my god, like you're never gonna believe this. I was like, I didn't have tickets for the show, and we were just waiting in the parking lot, and we just kept refreshing, and then like literally an hour before the show started, or like sometimes even like 30 minutes before, there'll be tickets, and it'll be below face value. And because Ticketmaster is just trying to get rid of them. And they were barricade.
So they're blue. Honestly.
It was blue, yes.
I don't think we'll see those as much anymore.
Not as much anymore.
Especially because just in general,
people know
how much they can get for those things.
Yeah, but this was happening before. You know, like this was in the summertime.
Summer of 2022.
Yeah.
So don't bank on this as much, mm-hmm. as crazy as these stories were, because those people are just hell lucky.
Yeah.
And we were just... In that right time period in between where, like, I think people were, because everyone was, you know, a lot of people were, like, new ARMY.
Right.
So it's, like, all ARMY BTS stuff. That's, like I said, like, people were still just learning about 17 and mm-hmm. Stray Kids and kind of.
They're still
these days, no, it's as much as, like, you could probably hope and think that it'll drop. You might not get as lucky, especially Barricade. Hell no. I don't think so
that
anymore.
That was insane, though. I was like, man, it does happen. And then, like.
It did,
yeah.
But not anymore.
Not anymore.
I don't think it will. It did.
Yeah, it did. We'll see.
What were you going to say?
Oh, no, because remember Abby, Casey's friend, that she sold her tickets and then it dropped. But it was at a different city. It was in L.A. For 17. And then she was able to get, not barricade, but then she was like really close to the extended stage. And it was like below face value.
Yeah, it's just, it depends. Also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... California is hard, man.
Yeah, LA is hard.
California, like, not even, like, I'm just California, I feel.
Yeah.
Like. It's tough. Depending on the demographic in the city, like, then you might have higher chances. That's why sometimes, like, are you willing to pay these scalper prices and not, like, because sometimes, like, man, these scalper prices are ridiculous.
Yeah, 2,000 plus.
You have to also take into consideration the venue itself, because you could be barricaded at SoFi, but even when you're barricaded SoFi, you're still kind of far from,
it's
like,
far.
The stage itself, because based on how close, like when we were at the forum, when we were at like the climate pledge arena.
Yeah, so
like
close.
We're barricade, but like the stage felt like Felix was literally right in front of me.
Right.
Like he was like just like 2 yards in front of us, like all of them.
Yeah, like an arm's reach basically.
Like if I reach my arm and they reach theirs, we could touch fingers. When you're at SoFi, no way. You might need 10 arms.
Yeah.
Foot.
That's far.
A foot is
2 feet.
Haley's not familiar with our system.
Shut up, I'm Australian, man.
One yard is 3 feet.
Oh,
this
never
is
mind.
One my arm. Look at my arm. This is actually more than a yard. So this is 3.5 feet, probably my arm.
Okay, sorry.
If you want to
metric system,
just use your,
I don't get it.
Use your just look at your feet.
Okay. Or
think
that's
of it as
2 feet.
Yeah. So do you think where they were 2 feet away?
Oh no, sorry.
Literally, maybe someone whoever created our What is our system? Yours is metric, like
ours
the
metric.
Meters and stuff. I don't even remember what ours is called anymore.
I don't know.
All I know is like maybe someone literally looked at their feet like, oh, this is one foot.
This makes sense. 1 foot. Yeah.
So it's different.
Ours is like centimeters and meters. That's why.
Yes. So yeah. No, they were not 2 feet away.
Okay.
I wish they were 2 feet away. I could literally touch Bang Chan's abs. Like like his chocolate bars
yeah.
Right in front of us. But no, they were that close though. It depends on the venues. Like I said, SoFi, I'm kind of hesitant to get the barricade because they're still kind of far for what you're paying for.
It's like, may as well just buy tickets in the hundreds and just party with everyone.
If I grabbed tickets and they're a barricade for retail, of course I'm going to go.
Of course.
I'm still going to do it no matter what. But if I'm talking about resale prices, I would rather pay resale prices that are way cheaper in a different city. Make a trip out of it too. Like even if you like the airplane tickets these days have started to finally drop. If you time it right and know which cities you're going to. And it's still going to be less than all the resale value that you'll be paying for at, like, SoFi.
Right.
But you get a better experience. You're closer. You just pay for, like, hotel. And I use my Hilton points. And, you know, you pay for... If we're going Oakland, we're most likely driving.
Right.
But if we're flying to... Like, we've flown to Seattle for Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
It was.
It was so worth it.
Oh, my God. It's, like, one of the best experiences.
That was the best damn, like, seats I've had in my life.
Yeah. It was hard because I was like, man... Can I really be affording this trip right now? But I was like, man, I don't want to give up those seats.
No matter what. It was worth it, right?
Yeah, it was worth it.
100%.
No regrets.
No regrets, like for real.
Oh, my God.
Like, and that's why. I think it's you have to, like, do the research. If you take the time to just, like it takes only, like, 15, 20 minutes to really like, compare and look at everything, you'll understand and see what, like, works best for, like, whatever your budget is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, Haley and my budgets always barricade, like if we can, depending
or
on the groups.
The group, yeah.
Like even like 17, we you know at least the hundreds or something like
yeah.
that. We would like to see them like mm-hmm. at least like front row, front two rows of like the
I
hundreds
feel like
area.
For me, the only group that I need barricade for right now is just Stray Kids. Like I don't need it for any other group.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
So I wish I could say the same. I wish I could just say, oh yeah, just twice. But
I'd be lying. Pink is not.
Because Blackpink, we did it, though.
We did. But, you know, I don't think they're going to be touring again this year.
Anytime soon, at least. Especially because
They're still touring.
They just toured and they just performed in Manila.
Yeah.
Like, they're still in the Philippines, like, in the South Pacific, like, Asia. This is the same tour that we saw them at last year in Dallas.
Stray Kids is almost touring for a whole fucking year, too.
But it was,
a Maniac tour.
Well, because they had the COVID thing. And so that's why they even had to come back here for, like, the U.S. again, too, right?
I know.
They made an encore out of it. And
yeah, they went to Sydney and stuff, at least. So.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that's true.
They
of
went
course,
Manila,
we know,
they went
like, because of Bang Chan and Hannah.
Oh, yes. Hannah, what are you doing?
It's just, yeah, that was mm-hmm. pretty awesome. So Blackpink, mine is Blackpink twice. I want New Jeans.
I don't think they'll be touring this year.
I don't think so. Not in any of the places, not here in the U.S.
Not like
Lollapalooza doesn't count.
That's not counted. I meant like an actual concert.
Count. I'm telling this not to you because you know, but
yeah.
We don't consider it. To the people who think Lollapalooza counts, that doesn't
no,
count.
No, we mean like concert as in
their
own
concert. We'll consider even a showcase. Like their showcase.
Like Espa's showcase, it
counts. Espa's showcase counts.
Because it's just them.
And Mix's next showcase that's coming up, tickets are coming up. We'll see. We'll probably have it already by then. Because remember, this is a...
Yeah.
I'm starting to forget this is a pre-recorded.
Right.
The other one is Le Sserafim.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Those are the... And possibly Stacy. Yeah, actually, what do you mean possibly? Stacy. I think those are the five groups. Maybe Espa. If anything, I'm in more trouble than Haley when it comes to, like,
I'm just groups. Along for the ride.
She's just there. Whatever I want to go to, I have to get for her, and she's going to be there.
I mean, like, I got the TXT tickets and for Epic High, but the thing is, like, oh, well, Epic High was
Dude,
a good
Epic
deal.
High was...
Epic High was a good deal.
That doesn't even feel like it was a K-pop... Like
no,
K-pop group
not.
Show, like a K-pop.
It's they're
male
different.
Group
they're
show.
Not like really K-pop.
That was awesome. It felt like underground, like hip hop, like one of those cool, like small venues. It was so sick.
But then TXT, I was like, I don't need Barricade. I just want to go to their concert.
Us, because we didn't catch it last time,
mm-hmm.
and we're like the front row of like I think like the upper area.
Yeah,
so, but we wanted at least the front row.
Yeah,
to not be obstructed. But like we're gonna be above, so we'll be there at the BMO Stadium. What day is it? Is it the first or the second day?
I forget. I think it's the 28th. I think it's the second day.
Okay. So if you're going to be there, we'll be there. But we're not going to be barricade like our friend James, right? Or James is actually close, but not barricade.
He's second row.
Oh, shit. He's barricade. Oh, yeah. He's second row.
They'll see him.
Yeah, he got 2 dates, remember?
Yeah, I think he's trying to sell
he
the
signed
other
up
one.
For the MOA. He's yeah. He's an official MOA.
Yeah, he's more of a MOA than me.
Yeah, for reals. And he's going with his wife. His wife enjoyed likes TXT, too. So mm-hmm. it makes sense. But, oh, man, I mean, that's pretty much, I think we've covered what we wanted in mm-hmm. terms of ticketing, right?
Right.
So now you kind of have an idea, because it still might be different, a little different in Korea, a little different in, like, because, like,
I think Korea is raffle also.
So it might it's be, random. Okay, it might be similar to Japan at least, but I feel like Jakarta and, like, Thailand, remember,
no,
like, the GA was crazy, and it's, like, a different... That's a different realm of like GA. Like it's like
that one's like too much.
The GA for Blackpink was interesting because it's like it's you know to the like the US is strict on like capacity limits and how much they sell.
There's no capacity limit over there.
That's exactly. That's what it felt like when you see the videos in Asia.
Like, what? Yeah.
Like
that's crazy.
It's just a flood of people like getting as close as they can. People getting trampled and running around is crazy. It's like the Wild West.
That doesn't seem fun for me.
It's not fun at all. GA is not our preference when it comes to seats. Like, when we want Barricade, we want assigned seats.
Yeah, we only did it for Blackpink and Epic High.
For GA. There's no choice.
Yeah. There's no choice.
There's no choice unless you got lucky for the LA tickets for Blackpink,
mm-hmm.
which we did not. And
yeah.
It doesn't matter because we still sat Barricade the second day.
Yeah, we
did. Or actually, both days. We were. What am I talking about?
We were Barricade for all Blackpink shows.
I bought us 3 Blackpink tickets, and we were Barricade for all of them.
Yeah.
So 2 Barricades in LA, because thanks to capitalism and resales, that's how we got a hold of like.
But the other two were face value.
One was resale.
Yeah.
That was the second day.
Yeah.
Face value, we got the crazy corner seats where we got blessed by Nayeon for Blackpink because of thank goodness the early bird Blink tickets.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That I bought while we were. In Hawaii.
At 3 in the morning.
I had to wake up so early. And we were on vacation and also for our friends' weddings. And I bought tickets for that. And I bought tickets for Dallas, which ended up being GA for the ultimate experience.
Right. Both were so worth it.
Both were amazingly worth it for its value. So I wish they could do that more. Like
I would pay $1,200 to have that experience
hell
with Stray
Kids. We talked to them. I made Jenny laugh. We talked to Rosé. Jisoo was waving at us. We were talking. Oh, it was freaking amazing.
That's the other thing that we talk about, too, with some of our friends. We're like, we wish they would sell the VIP soundcheck or, like, for a higher price. So
way
scalpers
higher.
Won't fucking
like, when,
buy it.
When we saw the value, it was, like, 300-ish for,
it
like,
was like two,
twice.
Yeah.
No, but after
oh,
everything
yeah,
is, like 400
mm-hmm.
almost. Like, just start them off at 700. We're going to buy it.
Right.
We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, that way, like, Ticketmaster will make money off us already instead of having to rely on, like, resellers and official platinum.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. And also the artists themselves, like the companies, will get more money too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's like a super win-win for all of us.
Yeah.
Like, wins all around. Mm-hmm. It'd be amazing. The last thing I wanted to talk about is etiquette. Because I want to talk about... Like, thinking of GA made me think of etiquette, and even if non-GA,
mm-hmm.
concert etiquette. This is for especially those people who are in the front, like, who are, like, I would, like, I'm going to say, like, us.
Yeah.
Who are barricade, literally, like, barricade in the front. Like, it's just you, the barricade, and the artist on the stage.
Be aware of the people around you. There's so many people behind you. Don't be fucking blocking them. Well, it's not nice.
No, no. See, you didn't explain what is blocking them.
Oh, our phones, our hands, our signs. So yeah, everything.
That's what we're talking about. The concert etiquette of signs and cell phone recording. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, we all want to record. Like, I want to record. Haley's recording. But when we're all the way in the front, there's no need for you to raise your hand even above your head.
No.
You don't have to.
No.
You could record them perfectly from your face. Even I record them from shoulder height.
Right.
On my chest.
They're right there in front of you.
Like, that way my arm doesn't get tired and I'm not blocking everyone and I'm still, no one's blocking me. I'm not blocking anyone and no one else is in front of me. So I still have the best fucking videos and pictures.
Yeah. Also, you have to think too, because like if you're recording it in front of your face, the artist doesn't get to see you either. So, like, it's better to record, like, off the side, like, a little off to the side of your face or, like, below
your face. Yeah, if you're raising your arm, like, you're going to be blocking kind of your face, but you're also, like I said, the concert etiquette.
Right.
You're blocking all these people behind you. It sucks. And it's stupid because we had people like that next to us, and I'm just, like, I'm giving them that death look. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, it's like, why is your phone, like, 20 feet in the air
when they're... Like, I just want to go up to them and push their phones down. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Not even dude. These girls.
Yeah, young girls, yeah.
I'm like, you can just put your freaking phone down and like you'll have the best picture still.
Right.
It's gonna be this exact same shit. If anything, it's harder because you have to look up when you're recording. Mm-hmm. And you know what actually made me like what reinforced, like first of all, me and Haley already thought about this to begin with. What reinforced it for me was literally, I think it happened twice to us.
Mm.
People behind us, they tapped our shoulders.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the concert.
The people in the second and the third row, like, at the end of the concert, when everything was done, they tapped our shoulders, and they're like, thank you so much for not blocking us or, like, raising your arms, because you could, like, film them from your regular height, and it allowed us to be able to see them, too.
Yeah.
So, like,
I'm sure they had bad experiences before.
Exactly. Well, obviously, the people to whoever's behind the people on our left side for the Stray Kids one, like... Those people, like, it's like, I wish, you know, but it's really rare these days. Common sense is a commodity, like, that is not within a lot of people's heads.
The thing is, like, I know that you're excited and you're like in front of your artist, but then think about the people around you too, not just yourself.
So, like, like I said, the etiquette and the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the signs, like, because there's signs everywhere. So, this is not just a barricade problem, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
The signs. Please, there's no reason to put it up when they're performing.
They can't.
There's a lot of people. I see it all the time. I just people yell at these people, which is good because they deserve it. You deserve it if you're one of those people holding it when they're actually performing, because they will not see it when
they're not going to be reading
busy
that shit.
Dancing.
Yeah,
like wait for encore. Wait for the encore. Mm-hmm. Wait for in between when they're talking and everything. Those are the times when you can hold it up. Because you're already going to be blocking people, first of all. It's going to suck. No matter what, you will block people. But at least have the common sense and the courtesy to block people when it makes sense.
Right.
Like, because literally when they're performing and they're dancing, they are not going to pay attention to any of your signs. They're not going to read any of your signs while they're dancing and performing to the damn songs.
Plus, you have to think that the lights are so bright on stage for them when they're performing, they can't see.
It's hard already for them to see. Yeah, that's true. I mean, because they have lights on them when they're doing encore.
Yeah, because they want to see our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no, because they turn on the lights, too, for the audience during encore. Like, they don't have it as dim.
Not as dim. Yeah.
So they can see our faces,
and that's kind of like the cue. That's when you can show them. Or when, you know, the camera that goes around the crowd and, like, in between.
Yeah.
Like, it's intermissions and shit like that. Then do it. Go for it. Go wild. But you're basically blocking all these people's views who paid money as well to see them and to like blocking them from seeing them actually perform.
Right.
Like the actual songs and dances.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid is all I gotta say. Just don't be stupid, because there are a lot of stupid people out there. And I am one of those people where luckily it hasn't really happened to us, but I will call you fucking out.
Right.
I'll be like, they're not going to see that shit right now. You put that shit down right now, or I'm going to destroy it.
Because we've seen so many funny... No, it's not funny.
Oh,
we've
it's
seen
funny
videos.
It's hilarious.
People, like, rip... Like, they just grab the person's sign in front of them and, like, just push it down.
Those people deserve it, because if you're just holding it up
the whole damn time,
it makes no sense.
It's like they can't see it. They're performing.
When we bring signs, and I'm sure this goes for everyone, you bring sides so they could see it and, you know, laugh or do what they say or, like, you know, react to our signs. Mm-hmm. We just want a reaction, right?
Right.
They won't react to it if they don't fucking see it. If they're not looking at you and not looking at any of us, they're not going to see right. it. So enjoy the damn dance and the concert and then put it up during encore or, like, whenever they're, like, looking around for signs. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Those are the two big concert etiquettes I feel like are very important. Oh, actually, no, just as important, number three. If you're not in GA, if your floor area is assigned seating, do not leave your seating area. Like, don't run. When I say this, like, sure, you could take a few steps away, like, from where your seat is. Don't be, like, it's because I'm scarred from seeing what happened on the Twice first day encore. Mm-hmm. If you're in the back seats, like, if you're, like, row 21, don't run up to row 1. Don't run up to barricade.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And, like, because those are not your seats. You didn't pay for that shit. We're paying for the same shit. It's not Japan where it's, like, we're just lucky, but they still pay for it technically anyways. Right. You're obstructing a view that I fucking paid, that, like, most likely I paid way more than you did. Mm-hmm. And I saw that happening. Thank God BMO Stadium, which was... It's called BMO Stadium, which is now the Bank of which was the Bank of California Stadium.
Yeah,
they've learned and they have really good security. Like, they have security
the
to
Apex.
Yeah. And I think they've also taught their own self security to, like, kick those people out. But there's Apex; they still hire Apex, which happened for Blackpink. Mm-hmm. There was all these, like, I'm gonna say it right now, like, all these Chinese fans, because there's a lot of I think, like, Twice also, like, is not allowed to perform in China.
No, it's banned there.
So, like, K-pop, I think, is banned.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these Chinese fans, and a lot of them, like, they're rich. Like,
they're rich, but they're also very rude.
Exactly. They will be able to, they fly here to buy barricade seats. And if they, because if they can't get the barricade seats, because we have them first, right? Or we got them before them.
Yeah.
They will run and block your way.
Yeah.
So what I do is I shove them out of our way and we have security get rid of them, because that's not fair.
Yeah. I went and talked to security before the concert started, because I noticed during soundcheck that group of people, they were, like, trying to, like, sneak up, like, behind us where there was, like, a gap between the barricade and our seats.
And the space behind us, mm-hmm. from where the section we are, is the is connected to the extended stage. So, yeah. Like, if they're in our way,
they're behind us,
they're in our way to watch them on the stage.
Yeah, so what the security did was, like, they barricaded it off with chairs.
Yeah, they couldn't walk through. So
they couldn't walk through.
But that's
anymore.
Just how crazy, like, some of these the Chinese fans.
No,
are.
Because then what happened was, remember, they were telling them, like, security was telling them to move and, like, get and out, and they move. Wouldn't. They were ignoring security.
Oh, like, no, but that, don't worry. So, like, when you start doing that, then they get more security, and, like, in America, at least, or at least here, they'll do something about it. They're, like, making them go back to the seats and, like, yelling at them.
Yeah.
And then they, like Haley said, they eventually just blocked them because these people weren't listening at all.
It's like, how rude can you fucking be? All they care about is themselves. And I hate people like that.
Don't be selfish. Yeah. Don't be selfish and, you know, be wary of your surroundings, kind of thing. Have common sense. You know, like, you meet a lot of amazing people.
Right.
Like, you meet really cool people. Mm-hmm. We've met a lot of cool people, like, through K-pop and our K-pop concerts. Like, the one for Blackpink, where we're talking about this exact thing happening.
Yeah.
We met our friend Jabin, who's actually this white dude from Minnesota. And his, like, friend, what's her name? Kristen? Yeah, like, she's, like, they're both from Minnesota. And so we went through that whole experience together.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, like, it was cool. Like, he texts me every now and then still, like, he was trying to get the Twice tickets, but obviously we weren't lucky enough either. But yeah, it's just, it's cool depending who you're with and how you make the experience. So don't make it a shitty experience. If you want a great experience, make it good. Be smart. I don't know. Just, yeah. Have common sense and just be smart. Have the courtesy and etiquette to the, for concerts in general. This probably applies to even more than K-pop concerts.
Right, any kind of concert.
And so this is our special K-pop ticketing and K-pop etiquette episode. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone enjoyed this. Haley thought this was going to be 30 minutes. What do you see that?
I know. Every time I'm like, man, why are we talking so much?
Because there's a lot to talk about. Not going to lie. Like, we just get too into it. Honestly, we just get too passionate. There's too much stuff to talk about. Especially, these are just, like, two topics.
Right.
Just to kind of, like, go on top of, like, each topic. There's just, like, so many different layers to this, right? Mm-hmm. And if you enjoyed this episode, just let us know. Because it was a lot to talk about, definitely. Mm-hmm. And if you're still here, thank you for joining us as always. The next episode will probably be another recorded episode till we return from Japan. Mm-hmm. And any words, Haley?
No.
Well, do you want to tell people where they could follow us? And
oh, Instagram. Oh my god.
Okay, so yeah, thank you for joining us. We're available on all platforms. Yeah, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in. You can give us a like, a rating, subscribe. Go ahead, Haley. What were you going
to say? Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. I had like something stuck in my throat.
And I think this is where I have to insert one of the new ads for, like, because we use that new podcast, like Spotify podcast mm-hmm. ad thing. So this is where the ad will go. Dropped.
Mm.
Okay, so there's the ad. And now we will be, this is it. That's it.
Yep.
The end of the episode. So thank you for everyone for joining us. As always, wherever you are in the world, stay safe. Take care. Good luck to wherever you're and however you are getting tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Until the next episode, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.